He didn't want the Commanders to draft him with the second overall pick, saying, quote, whoever calls my phone, I'll be blessed, and they're going to get my all. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. And though I generally talk about medicine and effective treatments for erectile dysfunction and other men's sexual health issues, today I want to talk about love. Because love is the best reason to get treated for your ED. You see, ED can cause major relationship issues. In fact, men often push their partners away when ED becomes a problem. The condition can cause depression, arguments, breakups, and even contribute to divorce. But the good news is that if you're like most men suffering with ED, you can be successfully treated at Tri-State Men's Health and put a stop to the relationship stresses that ED can cause. I say this with all confidence because we have treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases. Truly, it's likely you'll find you're performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment and get the love back in your life. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Hey guys, this is Jeff Yochum at Thrive Men's Counseling. Men often consider therapy when stress, anxiety, depression, or relationship problems are making life tough. But guys tend to avoid therapy because they worry about being misunderstood or judged by their therapist. At Thrive, you'll see a male therapist with the clinical and life experience to understand you and your challenges. To schedule a free phone consultation, call 329-8934 or visit thrive502.com. That's 329-8934 or thrive502.com.
What are the odds that your horse wins the Kentucky Derby? What are the odds you find a perfect spot to watch Thunder over Louisville? What are the odds that there are extra keys to your business just floating around out there? While it might be fun to play the odds on the Derby or Thunder, are you willing to gamble with the safety of your company? At Sonatrol, the number one rated security company in Kentuckiana, we don't leave it to the odds. We install keyless card entry systems so you know exactly who is entering and when. Set schedules for your doors to automatically lock or unlock when you want. Or control it all from an app. Call us at 502-966-8999.
The U of L Health orthopedic experts get you back in the game of life faster. We lead the state in robotic surgical procedures that minimize pain and recovery time. Our high-level care and customized surgeries treat everything from shoulders to toes, including spines. And as the official health provider for U of L athletics, we give that same VIP care to every patient. That's the power of you. Visit uofllhealth.org.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mate.
popping. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
That's what happens when you try to be too cool for school. That's exactly what happens. I had it perfectly timed out. There's one minor miscalculation. You know what that miscalculation was?
Forget they were not plugged in.
They were actually plugged in, recharging.
Oh, okay.
I don't use any of the functions of the headphones because one time my headphones made a loud noise, and I've been scared that it's going to make that loud noise. I never want to experience that again. Right?
Oh, that like feedback noise or whatever?
Turn that back off. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't want
to. Yeah, feedback noise. Yeah.
It was just worse. It was directly into my ears.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, when you do the conspiracy theories that all these towers are going to like instantly release some mind control noise, you know,
that's going to
turn the whole planet into zombified, you know, batteries or whatever. I worry that the capabilities are there just because of the way that frequency hurt my ears so bad that I'm like, if they released something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah,
no,
done.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I would, if it was an extended sound like that,
yeah,
playing over, you know, the systems or whatever, I would unalive myself.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm done.
Yeah, I'd find the fastest way to get something.
Yeah.
To unalive.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot take it. Boy being.
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard times 10.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm getting more susceptible to nail, like cringy noises. Other day I was getting my Sky vodka bottle out of the refrigerator and it screeched against something. And I just felt like I'd.
It paralyzed you. Yeah.
Cardboard is getting increasingly irritating to me. Cardboard boxes.
See, mine is plates. Plates clicking together. They're so loud.
Is it the click or they screech together?
Both. When you're like stacking them and stuff, like it's getting to the point where.
Is it like restaurant plates that's bothering you?
No, like it's always bothered me. But like, okay, we were having family dinner one night. It was over at mom and pop's house. And my mom and dad were just loading the dishwasher. And I had to leave the room. I just was like, I'm getting so agitated right now. Like, I don't know why, but.
And here's the sad part. If you were telling me this story independently, I'd be making fun of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be making fun of you. I'd literally say, you know, grow up. You know,
yeah, right.
Grow a pair or something like that. But I can empathize and sympathize with you.
It's plates for me. Like, I don't know why. Like, it drives me nuts.
Plates, cardboard boxes. Chalkboards. What else goes on that list of things that would just cringe all the way up?
It doesn't bother me, but it like legitimately, like my girlfriend will lose her mind. Styrofoam. She can't deal like with styrofoam rubbing against each other. So if we have like two takeout boxes and you know they're stacked up, she's like, you got to make sure those things are in a bag, styrofoam. Not touching each other because she'll lose it.
I could totally see that.
The little
welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Again, can you tap dance for about 10 seconds while I adjust this monitor as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So last night, enjoyed me some playoffs. It's the best time. It's the best sports time of the year, in my humble opinion. I mean, we have the NFL draft coming up. So you have a little bit of NFL in there. I know it sucks not having college football or the NFL, but you got the NBA and NHL playoffs last night, which I enjoyed. You got the Derby coming up. You're in the middle of two golf masters, and right now we're seeing some of the most dominant play on both the men's and women's side in golf that we have in a long, long time. It's a great time to be a sports fan.
Texas says metal on metal makes my teeth hurt.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
Chip bags. What about chip bags?
Nah, that one.
I could see how that.
I see how that would annoy you. But the thing is, with chip bags, like if you hear the chip bag making noise, it usually gets washed out by the fact you're enjoying
some delicious chips. Someone says a steering wheel in the car. A steering wheel
in a car. What do they mean? Like the sound of like hands rubbing on it? Put that on the mixtape. I'm confused. What do they mean?
A steering wheel in my crotch.
Steering wheel in my crotch. What? Are you driving like a Power Wheels car? Like what are you doing?
Are you really tall? I don't know, because if I drop my, what do you call it, telescopic steering wheel thing?
Yeah.
It's
in your crotch? Pretty much? I don't know, man.
Pretty much.
I'm still, like, learning all the nuances. I've only had the car, like, a month or two.
Oh.
And it's
you
like...
Have you said publicly what kind of car you have?
Yeah. I got this Cadillac, and it was in good shape when I got it, and I'm trying to keep it in good shape. Took it to the oil change place. By the way, pissed off yesterday. Went to the oil change place. Strickland Brothers Oil. Fantastic. They are fantastic. I'm giving them free pub. They're excellent. But I went next door. I had this two big bird droppings on my car. The ones you can't ignore. They're like right in the middle, and they're just annoying you. And so right next door to Strickland Brothers Oil was a car wash. And it was like a self-service, and then they had the automatic. And the self-service ones were all occupied. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll just do the automatic. Went to the automatic, paid, and it just didn't work.
They just gave you, it was just a bad wash?
No. Like, it didn't do anything. I paid for the wash, and then, like, I drove up, and none of the lights went on, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no. Did it just push you through?
No. So then I backed up, and I was like, did I, like, mess up a sensor? And as soon as I backed up, like, the little payment thing reset, and it was like, you know, hey, if you'd like to pay for a car wash. I was like, I just did. And then, so I was like, but it's one of those, like, automated ones, and I couldn't find a number to call and complain. Because I spent, like, $12 on a car wash that never happened.
Oh, no.
And so I still got bird crap on my car. I was really pissed off about that.
That would have agitated me.
No, I'm still agitated about it. I got a great oil change from the guys at Strickland Brothers. They're fantastic. Then I was like, all right, let's continue the car maintenance going. Get a little car wash, maybe a little vacuum. And I went over there, and the car wash didn't work. And so at that point, I was so pissed off, I left. Because I was like, if this doesn't work, what else is broken? You're not getting any more of my money. So, really bothered me.
Are you okay with being on camera, YouTube?
Yeah, that's fine. Hi, everybody.
Okay, you're added to it now. What are we going to do about these chairs? Bear with us, people. We're just getting out all the housekeeping. Just to get it out of my system. Drew!
Uh-oh.
Stop tearing off the chair handles. The armrests. How are they disappearing? Are you looking at this?
Oh yeah, no. There's none on that chair. There's one on that chair.
They must be like.
There's
headphones.
One on this chair.
Must be like what?
Must be like headphones.
I don't like what he's implying.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's like seven armrests missing in the office.
But like, see, this is what I don't understand. Like I had
see,
one
that's tore loose.
This is the one that came off of mine. And so, yes, I did break one of these chairs. But I held on to the thing. And for a while, I would turn until the screws got, like, stripped. Mm-hmm. I would turn it over, and I would fix it on occasion. But this is the only
armrest that I can find. All the other armrests just disappear.
There's one under here.
Okay.
That I just...
So do people just like the armrest breaks and they just throw it out? Because maybe one day, you know, I'll
get...
Did
you Google the car wash place?
I got their email or their website.
Are you about to go Karen on them?
Oh, no. Dude, if you spent $12 on a car wash and you didn't get a car wash, like, at all, I'd understand if, like, I parked in the wrong spot and then only washed half of my car. I've done that before. That's on me. I'm saying I didn't get a drop of water, Marcus. I spent $12 and didn't get a drop of water. You're damn right I'm going after him.
Texter says it's not a sound, but the smell of someone eating corn nuts. I can see that, too.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like anybody else eating peanut butter around me. So I
really?
Feel you. Yeah.
Really? See, yeah. Maybe it's just because...
If I'm eating the peanut butter, it's just fine.
Yeah. I can be, like, maybe it's just because I'm moochy or whatever, but anytime I smell those things, chances are I'm getting my piece. I'm getting a little bit as well. So if someone's eating corn nuts, it might be like, hey, can I get some corn nuts? Something along those lines. But I can understand it. Like, smelling things and not being able to eat them, I can understand how that could throw you off.
Maybe Funyuns. It might irritate me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Good morning. But the YouTube hasn't started yet. Okay. I think we're good. We should be good. YouTubers, is the sound okay? Okay, Nikki's answering the phone at the moment. Just running all these system checks, making sure everything's going good. Let me check my settings. Make sure it's saying, okay, everything looks to be clean. Okay. So this is what you do. And shout out to everybody who's taking the pictures of the clean cities and the clean areas and sending them to me. I do enjoy that so, so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It lifts my moods. It's a positive spirit. Text says usually a phone number.
Our man Jeff just called in, and he just wanted to clarify. We're talking about things that drove us nuts. The steering wheel and his crotch drives his nuts. That was...
You don't have a rim shot ready?
No, I got one. I got one ready right here. I got it. There we go. I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't catch that.
I know.
Because that was a good joke.
And for him to actually have to call.
Yeah, to clarify. Be like, you guys are idiots. No, he was really nice about it.
Nick is loud. You can barely hear me. Can you turn up mine?
I got you jacked right now. I turned you up a little bit, but I mean, you're already pretty high.
Mm.
Is that better? I feel like this is better. I've got myself turned down a skosh. Turned down a skosh. And then I got
loud,
I got
obnoxious kids. You know what? Loud, obnoxious kids used to work. I lost that one in 2020. I missed the sound of kids. And then when they got let back outside, I was like, make as much noise as you want, kids. Come out the house and make as much.
You know, that's
as you
a
want.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'll never complain about loud kids ever, 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 ever again for the rest of my life because they're outside.
I still will complain about them inside.
Listen, I'll yell at cars now.
Oh yeah.
Slow down. There's kids in this neighborhood.
Oh no.
I'm gonna call the police. I will threaten to call the police if you speed through my neighborhood.
Two things the past week have made me feel like I'm getting older. One, I've hurt my jaw chewing gum.
Oh, God.
Like, actually, like, I was like, why is my jaw so sore and it's popping in and out? It's like, well, I was chewing gum yesterday.
Give you a headache or something?
Yeah, I
sour like, cream and onion smell.
I like sour cream and onion smell. That's, I mean, I can understand why, but yeah, like, no. And that, I'm hurting myself chewing gum. That's a new low even for me. But they put in those speed bumps in my neighborhood, and I was walking, I was like, finally, now all those speed demons won't be able to fly through those. I was so excited, and Jeanette was so pissed off, but she doesn't even drive fast, so I don't understand why she was upset, but she was like, God, they're putting these things in, and I was like, thank God they are.
Gosh darn it.
And I feel so old.
I never went live on the YouTube, sorry guys.
Oh, they missed all that gold? Damn.
Listen, the chat was open.
That was the finest 20 minutes of radio.
Listen, you YouTubers just missed the best radio one could possibly ask for. All because Marcus didn't press play. So, sorry. Just got to deal with it.
Should we talk about some good radio that didn't happen on our airwaves yesterday?
I'm listening.
Our man Diener. in the Spaces last night.
Do you have an edited version?
I don't know. That's a good point. Like, we've talked about this. I wonder if we have anything.
Nobody did an edited version. My toenails on bed sheets is an irritation.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's like a sensory overload type thing or, yeah.
A toenail catching a bed sheet.
That sucks. That does suck.
Where would that level, where would that?
Because there is a little bit of sound, but then you also get like the pain and the sensation and, you know, depending on how bad you snag it. It's almost like a sensory overload.
Man, when I put socks on and it catches my socks.
Yeah. No, that, yes. Oh, yes, that's really annoying.
That just pisses me all the way off. Oh, yeah,
that,
God.
That can throw off the start to a day.
Yes. Yes. I have to be very, very careful with that one. okay. So, like, okay, put it this way. You can be hot on the text line. You can be hot on the phone lines. You want to go football? You want to go basketball? We can go down both roads. You want to go Drew, Diener, Jeff Brom, protocol? You want to go draft conversation? Do you want to go official visit conversation? What is in town? What is on campus as we speak? If we're going to do the basketball conversation, I'm going to need people to go ahead and tag Mr. Hepburn, Mrs. Hepburn, Chucky Hepburn. Put them, listen, you tag them, you tag me, you tell them we're rolling, and I'll wait to make sure they hear everything I got to say. Smell and taste of onions. Nobody does spit over there. Texas wants to know, Diener. Yeah, where is Chucky? Have y'all tagged Chucky yet? And told him to get ready to tune in. Football. Okay. So are you going to give people the Cliff Notes version of what Drew said? Do you have a clip? Like, could you sum it up?
Well, from what I understood, and I haven't listened to the whole replay of it, but
I listened to it multiple times. But I want to hear your version of it.
Jeff Brom stands on business, basically, is what I kind of got the impression of. I forgot who the other two players were, but they were all represented by the same kind of agent. And there was some foolhardiness going on. And basically, Brom packed, and one of the other players was Penny Boone.
Okay.
And Brom basically packed up all their stuff and told them that you guys can politely, or not politely,
excuse yourselves
from this team, because we're not doing that. And the fact that he did it himself is, I mean, I've wondered how you get everybody to buy in this day and age with all the NIL and money and everything. And I think that might be how you do it. It's like, you know, you can, we'll be just fine without you. You're not happy with how much money you're getting, but we haven't played a snap yet.
Is it a money thing, or is it a behavior? Is it a toxicity thing?
Probably yes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those things, like, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg type things. I don't know if the toxicity comes from the NIL or the NIL causes the toxicity. I don't know. But regardless, he recognized the potential cancer in his locker room, and he lanced that sumbitch quick.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful conversation for me to. I love the idea of people being exposed to toxicity in a locker room, right? It's one of the most delicate balances. Like, the ecosystem of a high level Division I locker room, basketball, football, baseball. Repeat, the ecosystem that is a team is the hardest juggling act to deal with, right? Again, we talked about it a little yesterday. If you put, I mean, God, the ingredients, Nikki, the ingredients. Money, popularity, women playing time,
right,
status, and all of it. You just, girl, just throw it all in an explosive temperature of high pressure. Families.
And competitiveness.
Competitive families. And I'm telling you, listen, in the hierarchy of toxicity, you might put the families at the top. You know what I'm saying? And this is nothing new. Listen, the moms and dads will Trojan horse their way into a locker room disguised as team mom, team dad. And my God, are they the worst? They can be the worst.
Right.
Sometimes you have great team moms, team dads, know a little something, sometimes respectful enough not to
say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they might pull you to the side. Like, you know, a dad that knows, young fella, you know, hey, keep that corner shot. You know, it's yours. You know, whatever. You get those. Then you get the dad. It's like, yeah, one more pass. And let me guess. Your kid was open.
Yeah, right.
One more pass. Then they're yelling that every time you shoot at the game. Now you got that in the back of your mind.
Right.
You know, you start recognizing that voice of that parent telling you something wrong or telling you something to benefit there. It's so easy. And again, these are adults, manipulative ass adults infiltrating the locker rooms with one goal in mind, to get their kid where they need to be. But again, it's such a complicated ecosystem. Like, again, because the coaches, first thing they, coaches really just want to say, hey, no parents are welcome. Stay away from my kids. Look, you come in here, you talk to your kid, you don't talk to any other kids. Right?
Right.
That's what you want to do. That's the safest route. But you have to be welcoming.
Right.
You have to be a welcoming coaching staff. You have to be a welcoming environment. You have to be family atmosphere. Your family can be the most toxic people right on the planet.
It's there in your ear. Family, friends, and fools, as the late, great Mike Pratt would say.
And listen, between DMs, chat rooms, parental clicks, you know, it's just insanity. And these coaches have to deal with it. And here's the thing. They have to recognize messy versus cancerous.
Right.
Messy, you got to deal with it.
Right.
You got to deal with it. You can't say anything. You might be able to see the messiness with the kid. You got to ignore it because you can't micromanage all the messiness of the parents.
Right.
Can't micromanage all the messiness of the kids. You hear, you know, the managers tell you he's running around trying to screw everybody's woman. Can I say that on the radio? I'm sorry if that sounded a little harsh, people. I got lost in explanations and keeping it a little too real. He's trying to court multiple
females
that are either somewhat spoken for the team, and it's just such a balance. But then when you see that one say, no, that one can't happen, you got to go. Ironically, not comparing apples and oranges, Kenny Payne did the exact same thing with Caron Davis.
Right.
That kid, boom.
Yeah.
You got to go.
We can't be doing that now.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I bring that up is because every coach has to pull that trigger in a overly
aggressive.
Yeah, I have to go over the top on.
Can't hesitate. It has to be just a very quick.
I know
succinct.
Y'all listen. I know y'all don't understand it. I know y'all. You know, you hate me because I suck. You know, I'm losing or whatever. This one had to be done.
Right.
You know, like if there was any chance of that one, cannot happen.
Yeah. Zero tolerance.
Yeah, yeah. It's a zero tolerance policy for certain offenses, you know? And apparently, like I said, when you bring in an agent, when you bring in something that can really harm the brand, you know,
mm-hmm.
you say, and Texas, I see you. KP said he wasn't in trouble, and that brought confusion. Listen, I understand what his company line was, what his outside line was,
right.
But in real life, listen, he don't want to ruin the kid's reputation.
Yeah, right.
He just can't be in here.
Yeah, right.
And I don't owe, you know, listen, his downfall. I don't owe anybody an explanation. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You did it, you handled it the way you thought was best. Whatever, you're not the coach now. My point is, every single coach has the toxic line.
Right.
And it's great. I personally enjoy seeing. And again, you'll be fine. The kid will be fine. You'll be fine.
Right.
You made it messy after Brom, you know, did what he did. Or after, you know, you decided.
Yeah, you went on social media
and stuff.
Yeah. Right,
you made it messy. The coach doesn't kick a guy off the team and blame him usually.
Right.
A coach usually.
No, it's just they wash their hands of it. Like,
listen. I'm not giving anybody an explanation. He won't be joining us. Rick Pitino did the same thing. Hey, he won't be joining. You know, they weren't able to join us, blah, blah, blah. He'd no longer be part of the team. Oh, I need to know answers. I need to demand answers. Nope, you're not getting answers. But then when the kid starts talking, then he say, okay, well, game on.
Yeah, right.
Then coach will say, this is what happened.
Well, actually, yeah.
Right. So, but
you really want to know.
And you can see pretty much a uniform way the coaches handle dismissals.
Right.
I'm going to dismiss him. I'm not going to say he's messy. His parents were messy. His agent was messy. I felt like it was bleeding over to the team. He was recruiting kids away from the team.
Right.
First time I saw this, young Marcus Maben, Northwest High School, right? Get high intensity game, probably sophomore year, right? One of the elders, we hit the sideline. He hits me with one of those, what you think, you Jordan or something? Right? And I was physically outmatched, right? And I didn't, you know, I was kind of like, I was confused that he said it, because I thought, things were going
okay. Yeah, this is like.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, when that kid said that to me, I could tell that had been said in his brain or around somebody.
Right.
Like,
maybe someone else had said it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
And he was taking that
and
term.
And it just came out of I didn't even talk about Jordan. I hated players who tried to imitate Jordan. It used to get on my nerves because you could tell people trying to walk and chew the gum.
Yeah, like, right. Doing the same thing. Right.
It used to piss me off when people tried.
Like, find your own act. Find your own act, man. Come on.
Listen.
First off, you ain't doing it as good as him.
That probably, if you had to like trace back to my Kobe bias, it was that early, and late was when. Whenever he got the ball stolen from him, he would just slap people in the face. and the referee started calling it natural motion.
Right.
Those are probably my two Kobe Bryant biases. Number one, you don't chew gum like that. You don't walk like that. Genetically, like Michael Jordan explained his tongue thing.
Right.
When his dad concentrated, his dad was a mechanic.
Right.
And when his dad concentrated, right. He would stick out his tongue.
Right.
And that was him concentrating. I.e., genetically passed down to Michael Jordan.
Right.
And then when I see Kobe doing it, I'm like, that is unnatural. You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
But point being, guy says, I wouldn't talk about the Jordan thing. But anyway, he said that to me, right? My coach turned to him and said, son, what have you done to help the team, right? Because maybe I missed a couple shots, but I was playing hard.
Right.
Right, as far as I remember, right? And he turned to him and said, son, what have you done to help the team? And he kind of looked around and kind of backed down off that one. And Eric, we all kind of did the little jersey You know, yeah, how Kobe put the jersey over his mouth.
The Gorgie thing,
yeah, we all did the jersey up, you know, trying to kind of giggle a little bit, but don't, you know, it's a serious moment because we're probably losing.
Right.
So anyway, he ends up doing the recruiting, trying to recruit the kids to all leave and go to a startup private school that was trying to, you know, just a kind of a janky.
Yeah. Yeah.
A janky new startup school.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're going over to this place. And he started recruiting, and it was like, bang, bang, bang. Coach popped three of them.
To get out.
You're not welcome back.
Right.
And then, of course, Coach kissed Marcus's ass.
Naturally. Naturally, that's the card he plays.
But yeah, but listen, I saw it with my own two eyes. And here's the thing. These were players. Like, these are guys who played. They weren't just expendable pieces to the team. They played.
Because I've seen and heard of that before, too. The coach needs a sacrificial lamb
and
pick, and it's just like, but they pick a walk on
or something
like that, and it's like okay
coach,
yeah, like
he wasn't going to be the difference maker of this team,
right?
Yeah, but listen, coach pops them, practices get different, practices are more intense. Maybe you lose the next three. By the time you get to game four, we're all pulling in the same direction. We still a couple games, you know. Northwest used to be everybody's homecoming game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we end up stealing a couple of those. Most gratifying thing on planet is when they set you up for a homecoming game. You're just supposed to go get your brains beat in,
right?
And you go steal a homecoming game across town or something. Very gratifying. Point being, you have to. BS high school. You have to snipe. You have to snipe those guys out. It's one of the
quicker
most,
and more efficiently.
Yes,
it's better.
It's one of the most important, least glorified, you know, most salacious, but underreported, because coaches are not going to tell you what happened.
Right.
They leave it up to the players. If the player shuts his mouth and goes, we have an understanding. Doesn't work. Go our separate ways. If you run your mouth, I'm going to get the story out there. What you will not do is besmirch the chemistry in this locker room, especially in the social media world.
Right.
Yeah, we cannot let you do that. We cannot tolerate it. It will not happen. I tell you what, it's a good reset. Said Bishop Sycamore. Yes, that's what it was. They were going to try to recruit everybody to go to Bishop Sycamore as opposed to play.
Did you feel bad for them watching that game? Who'd they play? Was it IMG? It was IMG, and they just were getting their doors blown off.
I knew something didn't look right.
Right.
I knew something didn't look right.
It just didn't, it just didn't smell right.
Yeah, something wasn't right. I heard, and when the story started coming out, I ended up looking back. Texas says Bender and Carlos hurt. See, I didn't really know the details behind that.
By the way, I can give a quick shout out. Tonight, 502 Circle, Louisville live stream on the Rave On Sports app.
Wait, stop right there.
Yes.
Rave On. Rave On.
Rave On.
Rave On.
Rave On. Two words. What did I say? Rave On?
Everybody's. Listen, Jeremy, the whole time I thought he was saying Rave On.
Oh, like one word.
Yes.
Yeah, Rave.
Yeah.
Pause. On,
I bet you. I
pause,
bet you. There's
sports
80% of the people listening to 93.9 were thinking Rave On. I'm telling you, Rave On
live stream on the Rave On
Thank
sports
you.
App. They're gonna have Michael Gonzalez and Adonijah Green.
Michelle says, "Good day, sir." I love that scene. I absolutely.
Can we take a quick Grandpa Joe. Not a huge fan of Grandpa Joe. Got a family of four. They got a family of six. The mom, Charlie, and the four grandparents. And he's constantly talking that good spit about how he's going to get up and get a job and everything like that. Never does. But then Charlie comes home with the golden ticket, and suddenly the guy does a kip up and is dancing around and doing soft shoe numbers. Like,
Nikki, I'm ashamed of you and your hot take.
Why?
I am ashamed of what you just did. I wish Steve was in here to help me drop this anvil on you.
Oh, God, what did I do? He just bothers me.
Nikki, you of all people, Willy Wonka, and what was it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or was it Willy Wonka? What's the name of the movie?
They remade it, so one is Willy Wonka, one's... Yeah.
The Gene Hackman one.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the entire point of that movie was about battling depression. And Grandpa represented the battling of depression. And that was the original point of that whole movie.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. I just made that up. Quick commercial break. 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Shame on you, Nikki. It took a texter to clean this one up. Gene Wilder, not Gene Hackman.
Oh, did we say Gene Hackman?
I said Gene Hackman. God. Thank you, texter. No, thank you, right. 7142. Thank you. Another texter says, Ray Vaughn, 100%. Everybody thought it was Ray Vaughn. Ray Vaughn. It's
one
like
word. One word.
Did somebody really get a sports app called Ray Vaughn? I wonder how many people did not even attempt to get on the sports app called Ray Vaughn.
What, because it was called Ray Vaughn?
Because it just Ray Vaughn.
Well, that's kind of not cool.
No, it's life, Nikki. In the profession that we've chosen, we know that there's an audio trigger, or it's either audio trigger or a welcomed audio sound that says, "Okay, I'm more likely to investigate." Certain names or certain app names that sound a little more technological.
Okay.
And the Maurice Sports app is not.
As opposed to the Greg Sports app?
No, maybe not name centric. The Maurice Sports app versus
the
Sports Quest.
Sports Quest or
something that
sounds
Sports Quest
Synergy, the Synergy Sports app, something like that.
The Synergy Sports app sounds like the technological future.
Right. Okay.
The Mari Sports app sounds like a dude that put together a sports app.
That's in his basement,
and he's trying to get paid.
Right.
Hey man, everybody just subscription to this Mari Sports app.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Synergy Sports app.
Synergy Sports app sounds like it's powered by somebody.
Yeah, it just sounds
it's an offshoot of some major media. You know, conglomerate.
It's funny. I went down one of those rabbit holes of businesses, and they said it was strategies to secure business loans. They said your company should have a Latin root. It should be based in Latin root words.
Really?
Something powerful and strong, because the banks, which they're not really supposed to do technically, they know, like, basically saying you speak a business language if you know to base your business name in a Latin, you know. And I mean the Latin, like the original Latin.
Like full on, not pig Latin.
Like, like a serious, if it has the Latin root. Okay. To it, you're more likely, because they're saying the higher ups who approve these loans, they'll go, okay, he gets it. It was interesting.
So I need to open up a financial business.
Yeah,
and name it.
Your LLC needs to have a Greek Latin, you know, name to it.
I don't even know what.
Me
it
neither.
Would be.
Me neither.
Type in
strong. Look, strong Greek Latin words.
Strong Greek Latin words.
And see what comes up.
Let's see here. What are 10 Latin root words?
I'm listening.
All right. Aqua. Aud, which means to hear. Bene, which is good. Centra, concentrate, central. Contra, contrary. Dent, teeth. Domin, it's like to dominate.
Yep.
Dict.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. I made sure to have good diction on that. That means to speak. So if I were to use any of those words.
Yeah, if you have transdiction or something, you know, it's like that's my translative, you know, company. We sell technology for translation on your iPhones.
Okay, so transdiction.
Yeah, transdiction app or transdiction LLC.
Huh. And then all the money.
You're going to get your business loan approved.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
We need to.
And it's just a little. We want to know.
We want to know Thursday. There we go. Financial advisors on Middays with Marcus Maven.
No, but seriously, like, you know, listen, I am not here to give any advice on anything financial, but just look it up for yourself. Draft day.
How many cards are going?
How many cards? Storm Duck, Isaac Guerrero,
Jawar Jordan. I was listening to LSL and they were talking about Jarvis Brownlee.
Jarvis Brownlee is causing a little buzz as well.
They said that he might be.
Storm Duck Jarvis.
So over under on three.
Oh, Jamari Thrash. Sorry. Jamari Thrash, Isaac Guerrero,
Jawar Jordan, Jarvis
Brownlee. Storm Duck and Jarvis Brownlee.
So if I give you the over-under on three, you're going to take the over on that?
Yes.
Now we're talking drafted. We're not talking about unrestricted.
Unrestricted free agents. Yes.
Right.
Yes. If you give me three, I'll take three.
But over-under three. Okay, I guess I should do over-under 3.5.
I'll take three.
So you're going to go under 3.5.
Let me look at him one more time. Jamari, 100%. Brownlee, 100%. They're talking about Storm Duck at 4. That's 3. And I haven't done Jawar and Isaac because it's just that position is just. Did Guerrero play any special teams?
I don't think he did. I could be wrong. I don't think he did.
I'll go over. I'll go over.
You'll go over?
Because that means it would just have to be one or the other.
Yeah. Who's
like, the, I think the defense is...
Who are the 50-50 ones, I guess? Because, I mean...
The running backs.
Both of them?
Yeah.
See, I think Garendo's punched his ticket. I'm not sure about Juwan Jordan just because of the injury history.
It's just so many running backs.
Yeah.
There's so many running backs.
Yeah.
I'd go over. I'd go over. I'd go over.
But the ones that are
Storm
for sure.
If Storm Duck gets in, it's going to be four.
NFL draft mock. Let's see. Did you say they had a Storm Duck all the way up at four?
Fourth, yeah, round four.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, I thought you meant fourth overall. I was like, I never saw that anywhere. Okay.
You said fourth overall.
Yeah, that was, oh, no, yeah. When you said fourth, I was like, what?
No, I heard him being talked about. Like, you know, I usually join a couple of YouTube places. I'm gonna have to kill all my Houston Texans YouTube channels. That was just not a great experience for Jalen as far as, well, he liked being there, but he never played at all. He didn't get any playing time. So that was a bad experience. I try to keep some of my Houston Texans gear.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac returned kicks. I do remember that.
He did?
Yeah, I was talking more about coverage. So.
Oh, okay.
He never returned the kicks. That's what got on my nerves, is fair catches all the time.
Maybe that's why I don't remember
Coach Brom.
Them. Maybe that's why I don't remember them.
Coach, do this for me. Let's bring it. Actually, Coach, when Jalen's done, bring him on as your special teams coordinator. Because we got to get some. That's the problem with these good-ass offensive coaches, Nikki. They don't want to take risks on special teams. They don't want to risk not getting a possession because their punt returner or kick returner then fumbled the ball.
Right.
Really good offensive coaches, they want a fair catch and let me go work.
Yeah, let me cook.
Yeah, right. Let me cook. Right. They do not put any effort into it. It seems like overall.
Do you think college is going to go the route of the NFL with that new kickoff rule? Because
is that really going to happen?
Yeah. And I like it, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, thank you, Louie. I'm also kind of worried that like a Devin Hester might come along and just completely dominate the game.
Let me tell
you. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but at the same time, it's like,
let me tell you how good the sports guys have been. That new rule could take out a Jalen Reeves-Maybin. You mean to tell me he became the highest paid special teams player in the history of the NFL a month before they changed the special teams rule?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that. Good for him.
Shout out to the sports gods.
Seriously,
and the
thank
NFL.
You.
A month before they changed the rule. That rule would totally eliminate him.
Do you think at any point, you know, all the things that have gone on in our backyard, like maybe there's like some sort of like sports cosmic karma
nobody deserves a little bit.
Yeah, that you're
nobody
right.
deserves this more than me. Nobody in the sports world deserved a Jalen Reeves-Maybin break more than me. I am claiming that I am ownership of, like, give me more sports guys.
So maybe all of this,
I deserve not only that, I deserve more.
All of this happened so that, you know,
everybody,
Jalen Reeves, maybe, can give it. Yeah.
everybody was sacrificed
so he could fly. I'm okay with it.
Play us out. Next hour, we're going to bring it to official visit, Chucky Hepburn. I'm getting text messages about 7-footers that are on visits. You want to get some detailed breakdown of Chucky Hepburn, and we got to tag him so he can listen in. Chucky, you're more than welcome to call in or come over by here. Coach Kelsey, you know where we are, 337. Come on, stop by. Chop it up with your boy. He probably, that'd probably be the biggest violation in history. And we'd reset all the bad karma.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because Chucky would come in here with Coach. The minute he spoke on that microphone, violation.
Immediately. And it's the type of violation of, like, texting the undercover, like...
Baby.
The NCAA would be like,
NCAA want to talk to you.
We have to punish you for this.
Mitch Barnhart. We're on the way. 93.9 The Ville.